All right, Denver Jayhawk with Rock Chalk Talk here with Kansas signee Gavin Howard. Gavin, you're signing with the Jayhawks in the class with three linemen, including yourself. Where do you see yourself fitting in the position-wise, and what are your strengths, and what do you know about the other two guys coming in with you?
I don't know much about either one of them. I met Riley Spencer at the Kansas versus San Houston State game, but obviously I haven't seen him play.
Sure.
Not in Oklahoma, and I don't really know much about him. I'll probably play tackle for whenever I go up there. And, I mean, I can play guard, but right now I'll probably play tackle because my footwork is pretty good with basketball. Like, I mean, it can always improve, but
sure.
I just got to bulk up, but yeah, probably tackle.
Sure. What are you up to? 290, I think I read somewhere. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm in between 290 and 295 right now.
What's kind of your goal coming in, or have the coaches talked to you about where they'd like you to be playing at?
They haven't really said anything. I'm going to keep on working out, especially once basketball's over.
Sure.
Just keep on working out. And, I mean, there's not really a set goal. Just try to make sure I can get as big as possible. I mean, obviously agility is so important, so make sure I keep hitting the running too.
Absolutely. So how does it feel to have everything over and officially be a Jayhawk?
I mean, it doesn't really feel a whole lot different because, I mean, I've been, like, 100% committed since I did commit. So, I mean,
sure.
It's just kind of a formality to have them sign the papers. But, I mean, obviously it's something I've been – I mean, I didn't know where, but it's something I've been – like, my goal since, like, fourth, fifth grade was go and play Division I football. So, I mean, it's kind of like the momentum thing, but I mean,
sure.
it doesn't really feel a whole lot different, I guess.
Fair enough. What sealed the deal for you? Why Kansas?
I was just comfortable with Coach Reagan and Coach Blaney. I felt real comfortable there, and I liked the campus. I've had family in Kansas and Missouri, and so I've been up there before, but I mean, I just felt comfortable with everything around.
Great. What personal goals, both on and off the field, what are they when you get up there?
I mean, I just want to become, like, the best player I can, and hopefully that means I can start as a freshman. I mean, but if I have to redshirt, that's fine with me. Just want to become the best I can and make sure I go ahead and get the degree and keep my grades up and everything.
Sure. Now, this one's a little off topic, but you've got a teammate down there, Trent Spurgeon, is that correct?
Yes.
Is he... He's been offered by KU recently. Have you had any talks with him about joining you up there in Lawrence?
Oh yeah, definitely. We play basketball together.
Okay.
And I always make sure and throw something in there. Like Coach Reagan came down to practice the other day, like a week ago, and make sure, you know, throw a couple words in there. I'm pretty sure he's coming down the junior day, and it'll definitely be fun for him getting recruited and everything. He'll get to go through the experience me and Brandon have had, and
great.
It'll be fun for him.
Nice. Well, hey, appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your time, and thanks for giving us some words, and look forward to having you in a Kansas uniform, and good luck with everything, and hopefully we can catch up with you down the line.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Later.